If President Trump's emergency order goes forward, money earmarked for military projects might be on the chopping block. Yesterday, the Pentagon released a list of potential cuts, including $148 million worth of upgrades and construction at four Arizona bases, affecting the Navy, Air Force, Army, and Army National Guard. But Arizona isn't the only state on the list, and the White House is eyeing possible cuts across the country. Here to talk about that is Hope Hodge-Sack, a reporter at military.com. Hope, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So tell us about this list. It was obviously generated at the request of some members of Congress. Are there surprises based on what's on the list relative to what we thought might be on this?
So the important thing to remember about this list is it's really a blunt instrument. So there was some back and forth on Capitol Hill about wanting to see what exactly is going to get cut or delayed for this border wall to be built. And after some confusion, the Pentagon basically released a long 21-page list of all military construction projects that hadn't been awarded as of the last day of 2018. So this list has all kinds of stuff on it, and there's, you know, it was basically input, you know, a requirement into a computer and out comes this spreadsheet. We really don't know too much about what's going to be touched on this list. We do know that there are barracks projects and housing on there that are not going to be touched. And apart from that, it's really sort of fair game.
Do the projects seem to have anything in common? Like, was there a specific type of project it seems like the Defense Department was aiming for here?
A lot of it, you know, again, you're talking, you know, $15 million here, $30 million there. It's a lot of money, but for the Defense Department, it's, you know, sort of rounding errors here and there. The thing to remember about military construction is that this is sort of the scapegoat for a lot of things. They frequently postpone and delay and cancel military construction projects to input for training and weapons and getting ready to deploy. So a lot of the things on this list you can assume are badly needed and probably have needed to happen for some time. A couple of interesting projects in the Arizona area. You've got an F-35 maintenance facility at Luke Air Force Base and $17 million for F-35 squadron operations. And of course, the F-35 is the brand new joint strike fighter that everyone's very excited about.
Right. Now, so the White House is saying that these aren't really so much cuts as they are just delays and that they will get funded in the new fiscal year. But with Democrats in control of the House and the president's budget just being a proposal, how likely does it seem that might be, assuming that, you know, this money actually gets moved around and the emergency order is allowed to proceed?
I don't think it's any kind of guaranteed deal that you're going to see the same projects funded again next year if money gets switched around. It could happen, but as you said, you've got a different party set up and control, and the budget might not be as big. And again, military construction is not the sexiest thing that Defense Department money goes to. And so if something else big and emergent comes up, these could well get bumped for an even longer period of time.
Have you heard anything from anybody associated with any of the bases where these cuts could potentially happen?
I think the military in general is sort of taking a back seat here and biding their time. You've got, of course, the leaders in the House and Senate Armed Services Committee releasing statements talking about how this is breaking the trust of the American people, how this is really sort of breaking faith and doing damage to the troops by not funding this. But as far as the bases themselves, I think everyone is just waiting to see where the actual funds are going to get pulled from before making any pronouncements.
All right. That's Hope Hodge-Sack, a reporter at military.com. Hope, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.